Kristen. Craig in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
TMZ is reporting that Aaron Carter has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection, which means his creditors get nothing. He lists his total assets at just over $8,000. His total liabilities, over $2.2 million.
Number 4.
I guess it's a good thing a judge has decided that Amanda Bynes is well enough psychologically to stand trial for a DUI arrest back in April of 2012. TMZ reported earlier this month Amanda should complete her treatment and be home in time for Christmas. She's due in court for a progress report on January 14th.
Number 3.
Justin Bieber told The Hollywood Reporter he gets on the phone with Will Smith every week for counseling sessions and to talk about any potential issues, emotional or otherwise. He also says he gets advice from Mark Wahlberg and Oprah Winfrey, but he says his manager, his mom, and a pastor who sends him daily Bible verses are the key figures in his everyday life.
Number 2.
The real reason Chris Brown left anger rehab early wasn't because he needed to get started on his makeup community service hours. Apparently, he was kicked out after 2 weeks for throwing a rock through his mom's car window. During a family session, his mom encouraged Chris to stay in rehab for the extended treatment, and that caused him to fly into a rage. Now a judge is sending Chris back to rehab for a 90-day inpatient program. He's also required by the courts to take his medication.
Number 1.
This is the most thrilling, exhilarating, shocking, upsetting news we've reported in a while. Harry Styles took Kendall Jenner out to dinner last night. It's true. There are pictures to prove it. I don't know what they did after dinner, but do you know what Kendall did? She ended up following Harry on Instagram. That means this is serious. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.